Hi, it's Precious Pioneer. Thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome to my blog audio experience. Enjoy. Thanksgivings are for the grandmothers. Each day is getting just a little bit sweeter. I love the holiday season, the leaves fading from dull greens to neon pinks and yellow. The weather gets a little cooler, and they too change into oranges and browns, slowly but eventually dancing their way down. It feels wholesome. The holiday season always brings a feeling of magic. To me, it's family, it's food, it's warmth on the inside with frosty outsides. I like to think that my fascination with food originated with my love of Thanksgiving. I remember as a child, my family would pack into a car and drive from wherever we were to visit my grandmother. Grandma Jackie is easily my favorite person in the world. She's the most selfless person I know. She's the type of person that puts her heart into everything. And just by being around her, you can feel her love. We'd all gather into my grandma's house and like clockwork assemble into our roles. My mom was always in charge of the yams with toasted marshmallows, which is a little controversial in some households. But whatever recipe my mom uses, that's the way to go. The sweetness ratio is always perfect. My dad and Grandpa Roland can probably be found in the den watching old 50s cowboy westerns, eventually dozing off on the couch. My younger sister and brother are in a room somewhere with my two cousins playing games. But my grandma would be the main one putting in the elbow grease. I would offer to help, and knowing I'd end up being in the way, she'd let me shadow her anyway. I know I can be really agitating with my millions of questions. Throughout my life, people were never afraid to tell me so. What seasonings do you use for this? How long do you cook this for? What kind of cheese is that? What is dressing? What do you do for this? I could go on forever, but she'd always oblige and answer everything I ever asked. I had to learn from the best. My grandmother makes the best macaroni and cheese. It's a little crispy on the outside, but also creamy and soft on the inside. It's delicious. We'd usually have collard greens and mashed potatoes. She'd wake up in the middle of the night and creak down the hallway to the kitchen. Everyone else asleep, I'd wake up and follow her. It would be time to baste the turkey. It was really coming together so well. The house was filled with the strong aroma of good cooking. You'd wake up ready to eat. Her signature dish would have to be the slightly burnt cornbread muffins. I'm not sure if she just forgot about them each year, but it became a staple that was missed as years passed. In the military, we were sometimes stationed too far for a drive to grandma's, and flying isn't always an option. Every year without her there, at the table, felt like something was missing. The food delicious, but a little less whole. This year is no different. My favorite holiday will be missing a few people this year, though I'm abundantly grateful. There's still a part of my heart that feels deeply saddened, and I'm sure you can all relate. So, I focus on other things. I fell in love with Thanksgiving because of the feeling that it evoked. Moving around from place to place growing up, it never really felt like I had a home. I eventually learned that home was just wherever I was, and wherever the people that I loved were too. For me, that was on Thanksgiving Day, when my family would gather around the table to share a meal. That was home. My heart felt it, the feeling of home, of warmth. From that moment on, I knew that I wanted to recreate that feeling for others. I wanted others to feel that feeling. When people come into my restaurant, eat my food, sit at my table, I want them to feel at home, to feel loved, to feel welcome to share a joyful memory with me. I think that's where my purpose lies. I hope to inspire others through food, to create memories and evoke a feeling so that they can feel less alone, to feel loved and accepted, just as my grandmother has always done for me. Food is a labor of love. It is hours of preparation for minutes of bliss and enjoyment, but worth every second in the end, worth every bite. I live my life to serve others. I can only hope that I can fill the shoes my grandmother left me to fill. I have her to thank for my dreams, my ambitions. I have her to thank. But know that in every dish that I create, you'll find a piece of her. Thanksgivings are for the grandmothers. I hope that you all have a wonderful holiday, that you're surrounded by your loved ones, whoever they may be. Even if you're alone this holiday, I encourage you not to dwell, that you are loved, even if you prepare a meal for yourself. I hope you're eating well and staying safe. All that from my family to yours. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.